Aldada.info.
Nationwide gasoline prices are now at their highest level since November 2014. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Summer demand is up, the economy is up, and so is the national average for gasoline prices. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
National average this evening, $2.81 a gallon. That's the highest tally since November of 2014, whereas 1 week ago, the national average stood at $2.76. That tally now 44 cents a gallon higher than where we were last year.
Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy tells us prices at the pump only in Florida were down 1 penny on average over the past week.
The NFL draft concluded this weekend, and the NFL's current collective bargaining agreement effectively determines what rookies will earn based on where they were selected in the draft. For instance, the number one pick overall, Baker Mayfield, can expect to sign a contract worth right around $32.5 million for 4 years, with 21.9 of that guaranteed over those 4 years. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
After traveling through Mexico for a month under the Trump administration's watchful eye, nearly 200 Central American migrants attempting to seek asylum in the United States were stopped in their tracks when border inspectors said at that crossing the facility did not have enough space to accommodate them. Brandon Judd is the National Border Patrol Council president. He says things were a lot different under President Obama.
Under the Obama administration, we just let anybody and everybody. Everybody that came to the ports of entry, we would take them, we would process them, then we would release them under the catch and release program, which of course was the magnet that caused people to come to the United States and make illegal entries. But this time the president has said, no, if you come to the port of entry, it is the United States government's right to tell you, we can't process you right now, come back tomorrow.
More than 500 homes are under a threat from the rapidly expanding tinder fire in Arizona, which exploded from 500 acres to 8,000 acres in the span of a few hours yesterday. Roads were closed and a shelter was set up near Flagstaff, Arizona, where the Red Cross is there lending a hand.
We can put even 200 people. We have two trailers that are set up for this emergency.
The windy conditions will continue today as firefighters fight those fires. The winds are expected to be over 25 miles an hour. And finally, back on this date, in 1945, holed up in a bunker under his headquarters in Berlin, Adolf Hitler committed suicide by swallowing a cyanide capsule. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are happy. Happy, happy, happy to be here.
Yes, we are.
Just saying.
Me too. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Ludwig's got his fake book streaming, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Listen, let's dive right into it, guys. I'm a little bit confused with the mainstream media. Maybe I should have saved this for an enigma because it is kind of an enigma. So the Federal Elections Commission, I'm reading this from the Federalist.com, but I've corroborated it on a number of sources. The FEC finds that Hillary's campaign, I'm with her, they maybe everyone was with her, but the $84 million that got laundered through wasn't with, what well, maybe with her, but it wasn't with her campaign after contributions. Miles, what do you think about that article and how the mainstream media is crickets silent on it?
Do you mean laundering like Maytag or Speed Queen?
I'm sure that's what they meant. Absolutely certain that's what it meant. It's a fascinating thing that this isn't. All jokes aside, folks, I know that the Russian story is important, even with the French president in town this week. Still, it's Russia, Russia, and a little bit more Russia. But how is it that they can rationalize not mentioning $84 million in laundered money going through a federal election campaign? I don't get how they can ignore that.
I think it shows you how much corruption is just rampant throughout politics. I mean, so what is partly behind this is that you can combine your individual limit with your local party limit and your state party limit and your national party limit. And you can mix those all up together. And I think that just shows inherent corruption by itself.
Listen, I got to tell you, though, first off, I agree with you based on what the Federalist.com reported, but I can tell you that, in fact, I think it was one of our U.S. senators that caused it to be. They call it the Levin Fund. So federal monies, at least on a county and or district level, federal monies earmarked, hating to use that word, let me stick with it anyhow, earmarked for federal campaigns have to go in a special fund. So the monies that county parties and district parties get on behalf of doing state-level business, this is federal, it's not just Michigan, but those go into a general fund, if you will, of a political party. But federal monies don't. Federal monies have to be set aside and accounted for separately. I'm not an expert in it, but I know that that part is an absolute fact. And so when I'm reading this, I'm thinking there's a whole, they talk about laundering and mixing dough. Folks, I'm telling you, there's a whole bunch of illegalities going on in this just because it isn't supposed to happen. And to your point, Miles, that's how it should be. What you articulated, at least the idea that I think you were driving, is how it should be. But that's actually kind of how it is. They've just ignored it. And still the media is crickets. Nobody in Congress is calling for a review. The FEC isn't. I mean, if you're a state-level candidate, I don't know about feds, but I've been a state-level candidate. If you do anything wrong, they get their big fines and fees chart out and say, oh, I know you screwed up on that $84. You owe us $1,000.
$50 a day.
Literally. It's big money. So I know candidates that, because, you know, at least in Michigan, we've got what we call a MERTZ, so M-E-R-T-Z. It is a nasty, archaic, trash program. Junk. And most of the states that I've talked to on a party level have variuses of the same thing, including Illinois, by the way. And it's a pitfall for candidates because most of us on a local level, state level, including statewide, don't necessarily have big banks of people to do that type of work. Ludwig, you've experienced that drama. I have. I bet you more than half, let me dial it back, more than half of the state-level candidates running for state house, state senate, governor, etc., have ran into this jam. But this doesn't seem to be a problem for Hillary Clinton. And that, to me, is the crime of the story.
Well, and if you think about it, if you think about the complexity about what you just covered, you know, Joe Sixpack's eyes are just going to glaze over in the process. And so that's exactly how the Clinton machine, going all the way back to Arkansas, has always been able to get out of all of this, because nobody wants to dive into the details as to exactly where the crime occurred.
I wonder if they ended up with, like, the J. Edgar Hoover file on everybody, you know, where Oh, you're going to do that to us? Let me look in the file and see what we've got on you. I ask it that way because, to be honest, I don't know how they get away with this stuff year after year, decade after decade. We're 84 million here, 100 million there. There's never any repercussions for it. There's no fees, fines, and penalties like they ding the rest of the candidates with. And they pound them, folks. I mean, I know it's really politically, you know, wonderful to say those mean, rotten, rich politicians, but I'm telling you, the bureaucracy's got them by the throat, but they don't seem to have Hillary Clinton by the throat, and none of this is newsworthy. That's stunning to me.
No, really. They know it's not going to go anywhere. What are you going to do? Go after Hillary.
Let the folks
Nothing
know.
Will happen.
Let the folks know.
I mean, Bill Clinton got off for lying under oath. She's gotten off for allowing Benghazi to happen.
He did lose his bar license.
Oh, no. Yep. So did the Obamas. Neither one of them were able to practice law.
What are you trying to say?
They still became president.
Yeah?
So that don't mean nothing.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it goes back to what I've always said. We've got a broken judiciary. We've got a broken legal process that we can find you guilty of being $84 wrong on your finance statement and ding you $1,500. But these folks can launder $84 million, and it ain't even news.
Well, we have a two-tier judicial system. If you're rich and powerful like the Clintons, nothing's happening to you. If you're poor and a regular everyday citizen like maybe one of us being regular people, we're going to prison.
Is that how you see it, Miles?
Yeah.
You talk about Mexico system that El Chapo had a life of greatness in prison because he was rich. Same thing here. You just don't go.
You just don't go.
No. Well, they slap you on the wrist.
They sent Martha Stewart to jail.
Yeah, well, I don't think they really had a choice in that one. And how long was she there? It was pretty comfy for her.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think about the conspiracy that occurred that we're starting to see now between the Department of Justice and Comey.
Right.
And all the garbage that was going on at the end of that campaign. And what really caught him at the end of the day, they just assumed Stronger to Get Her was going to win. And when she didn't, all of a sudden they're like, oh, no, now we got to go back and cover everything up.
Right. And it is always in the cover-up. Ask the Nixon administration leftovers.
We would hear about none of this had she won.
That's what Miles said last week.
Yeah, none of this.
Yep, he was exactly right. And you are also none of this. And Comey would still be. But now this week he lawyered up. He's got problems coming his way.
Big problems. And they just found out that the professor that he leaked this stuff to may have been on the payroll of the FBI.
Right.
What? Why?
Well, because it's a big mixed bag. You can't sort them, and it goes to what you said a little while ago. If you're rich and powerful, not a problem. And if you're not, you've got some troubles coming. And by the way, I know the media would like to say this is a racist issue. But it isn't. It's about classism. And that's what the Uber left brought us, in my view, is classism.
Yeah, I mean, Wesley Snipes, an actor, goes to prison for 7 years for tax evasion, yet Al Sharpton walks free for the same crime. Has never even been investigated or indicted or anything.
Right.
So there's two black men. Can't say this about race, and you got two black men doing the same crime, and one goes to prison for 7 years, and one hasn't even been indicted.
I don't know enough about the facts to ferret out if there was smoke and mirrors on one and highly documented. I don't know the facts on those two cases. I can tell you that very few cases that I've seen go the way our founders would have wanted our judiciary and our legal structure to work.
Yeah.
I've not seen much evidence of that in my adult life. I haven't. So, listen, we're going to go to a break, folks, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and we are at it, and we will continue to be at it.
We are, folks. We are at it. We're in it. All the rest of that. Listen, I'm Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Listen, guys, Miles, I'll go to you first. Arizona, there was a special election, U.S. Congress, U.S. House of Representatives. The libs have been telling me that that's going to be a barometer of what's to come. What happened in Arizona, Miles?
Yeah, so I guess this is a seat the Republicans have had since the 80s.
Right.
And stunningly, the Republicans retain the seat. Oh, my goodness. And what's even more fascinating, she did not run away from Trump. She embraced Trump.
I saw that. And the way the media painted the race was that they thought that there's a high probability, it leans Republican, but there's a high probability that the Democrat will be victorious. And then they add the caveat, but even if the Democrat isn't, the narrower this margin, the greater the message will be. There's so much work to listen to, folks. What was, Miles, do you know off the top of your noodle what was the margin? Is that a 3 or 4% race, 53 to something?
Yeah, I thought it was like a 6-point difference. Lou, do you remember?
I think it was 53-47.
Okay. So that's a pretty sizable defeat.
Yeah, that's outside the margin of error. I mean, that's not just a few votes. It's a good defeat.
Yeah, and then she was definitely tied herself, stapled on, bolted into the Trump coattails. There's something we don't hear a lot about. The media, remember, Miles, all of our adult life, we've heard every president has coattails. When's the last time? I haven't heard the term coattails since Obama was president. He had coattails that were like 15 miles long or a million miles long. They don't use that word with Trump, even though he does.
And stunningly, she was running on tax cuts.
Right.
And Oh, my goodness. She was running on the wall.
The wall, tax cuts, Second Amendment. She was running on all of the exact opposite things of what they run on. In fact, the Enigma, we'll talk a little bit about that later in the show, because I don't understand how they can run on the things that they run on and it garners votes. Honest, I don't. That's an enigma to me. I don't get it.
But then the media is crickets.
Yeah, silence. Silence. It was reports galore until the victory, and now I'm hard-pressed to find any articles written on it. No CNN breaking news, no your favorite sources with the Washington Post and the New York Times, and none of them.
I look at these Democrats trying to surf this blue wave like somebody trying to surf a wave in Lake Michigan.
Yeah. or a wave across a puddle in the parking lot.
Yeah, this Ted Cruz is behind in fundraising.
Yeah.
Really? You think Ted Cruz is going to lose in Texas?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you don't think so? You cruiser.
I'd bet my kids' lives on it.
I stuck that last part in for Miles, so he didn't turn it on me.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Thanks, Turncoat. Who's the squishy one now, Brian?
Listen, speaking of the blue wave, let's talk a little bit about where we're at in the economy. I'm reading an article from the Washington Examiner. I don't know if they're left, right, center, I don't know. But then the headline from them is, booming economy leads to record high spring break air travel. And I read that headline like a couple times. I had to get it through and let it sink in. And then I reflected back to different times gone by. So I asked, are you better off now than you were 16 months ago? And I don't know about y'all, but I am. Renegade River has nothing to do with the firearms drama that the media wants to point to. And in fact, I'd say contraire. Renegade River, though, had the best March it's ever had, the best fiscal quarter it's ever had. I'm way better off than I was 15, 16 months ago. This show is better off than it was 15 or 16 months ago in terms of listenership, the number of radio stations. We've got nothing but growth on our hands.
I thought you were going to say because I was here. But.
No, it's because you've been on the show less. Probably because we have Sarah sitting in.
Yeah.
That's probably the secret to the recipe here.
I'm just going
to
pack up and go.
You know she's listening and she's clapping and laughing at you right now.
I know.
I don't know. The reason I brought that up right then is that we keep hearing the Republicans have a really uphill push. But I got to tell you, which one was it that said for the, wasn't Clinton, which one of his guys said that it's the economy, stupid?
That was from the 92 election.
And it is the economy. And it absolutely is the economy. So if you are suddenly doing, like the United States is in total, better than it's been done since the very early 70s, all of the stats take us back to that in terms of unemployment, some segments better than they've ever. We've talked about that before. And I'm thinking, how are they going to make a blue wave out of the best economy we've ever seen? We're watching Donald Trump on the verge of making something happen more than anything has ever happened with North Korea. He spent the week with a very gratuitous relationship with the president of France. And yet, of course, France should be the exact opposite of everything that he is. And they were talking about a bromance. Those two guys were getting along so well.
I listened to Macron this week, and he sounded a lot like Trump.
He does.
I'm like, what? Is this Trump talking?
Listen, I don't think he's... And by the way, I read a great article from Krauthammer. I don't know if you two read it. I shared it with you two. I don't want to make the show about it, but it was suggesting that he isn't left or right. He's not a conservative or a liberal, referring to Trump.
Yeah.
That he's a business guy, and he sees a problem, and he fixes it, and he really doesn't care what you think about his method of fixing it or how he articulates the cure.
Oh, I always said Trump looks through everything through an economic lens, not a party lens.
But there's probably some truth to that.
That's all it is.
And it shows.
Yeah.
It shows. But Miles, help me. How are they going to make a blue wave out of a ragingly wonderful economy?
As you and I have talked about in the past on the show, what is, if you turn on NPR, National Communist Radio, if you turn on CNN, if you turn on MSNBC, nobody's talking about the economy. It's Stormy Daniels. It's Mueller. It's Russia, it's collusion, it's everything else they can come up with other than the economy.
So Stormy
they don't want to talk about that.
They're still doing the Stormy Daniels Make America Horny Tour comments on that? I'm sure that's what they're talking about, right?
it's nothing to see here. Keep moving along. We're not going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about everything else. That right. is the only thing they have. They've got to distract you from what everybody knows.
But here's their problem. When they do talk to the independents,
yep.
the people that may be tuning into CNN, their platform is illegal immigration and raising your taxes. They've stated both.
Right.
Independents don't want either one of those.
Right.
So they lose just based on the fact of what their platform is.
And that's why you've got California cities that I would have considered to be centrist at best and probably left, holding up their hand saying, pause, we're out.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we're also seeing that they've got enough ballot signatures now that there is a, will be a ballot question about California seceding from
Good.
The union.
Good. They already did.
Let me ask you a question, though, Mike.
Yeah.
Are you really buying that there's that much sentiment in California to secede, or are we just seeing what we're allowed to see in the media and that there is a huge undercurrent out there in California to turn this nonsense off?
I think you're probably right. And if you lived in California, we've got California listeners right now out in Riverside, California, and in that surrounding area. If you look at the rent that they're paying for the square footage that they're getting, the taxes that they're paying, the price of fuel, the price of bread off the shelf, all of that is outrageously higher than it is anywhere else in the United States other than maybe Hawaii.
Oh, you want to know who's going to turn it for them?
Who?
All the illegals they're letting in to vote. They're the ones that are going to go, yeah, we went out of the U.S.
And the 16-year-olds that are going to vote.
And the 16, yeah, we went out of the U.S. because then we are persecuted by the federal government. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the people they let in to give amnesty to and sanctuary are the ones who are actually going to probably pull them out of the union.
I don't think they're actually going to go, to be honest with you. I'm with Miles. I don't think they have the votes, but I think the people that are advocating this are using this as a tool against Trump. Now, I might be all wet with that, but I think everything for them, I think all roads lead to Trump for them. He drives them absolutely crazy by him just existing and being there.
Yeah, like Maxine Waters, just leave.
Imagine having a political party that can only succeed if the economy of the United States fails. And that's why it goes to Miles' point. That's why we're talking about Stormy Daniels. Folks, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
How are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message.
To receive David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
USA Radio News.
Today is the beginning of Small Business Week. Now, President Donald Trump wrote in his proclamation of Small Business Week that our country's 30 million small businesses employ nearly 58 million Americans across the country and 48% of the workforce. Each year, small businesses create 2 out of 3 net new private sector jobs in the United States. Also today, President Donald Trump is holding meetings with the Nigerian president. That is expected to begin right around 1:30 Eastern Time. Arizona's teacher walkout enters its third day today. Now on Friday, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey sent out a tweet where he announced that he and legislative leaders have reached an agreement on a package. Arizona Teachers Association President Joe Thomas says we still need to see some details in this plan.
Well, all we've seen is a tweet and some talking points. We've not been able to see any plan or what the governor's going to do to end the teaching crisis in our state.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Thanks for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And we got it covered today, don't we?
Yes, we do. Folks, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-host Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorfsky. Listen, just to prove how brave Miles and I are, Ludwig, you lead the way.
Jump in the passenger seat.
Lude's driving.
Oh, my. Brace
and for Mike's seen me drive, so he's really scared.
Yeah, brace for impact, folks. Where are we going, Ludwig? What are you picking for us?
All right, so we have a kid. His name's Kyle Kashev. Yep. He's from the Parkland School. He was a survivor of the shooting.
Sure.
And he's a Second Amendment advocate.
Yeah, we've seen him all over the news, Ludwig.
Yeah, this kid here. So he goes.
I'm being facetious.
I know.
He's hardly got any airtime at all.
He's the invisible boy.
Well, you are now. Well, you're seeing him now.
Well, the camera hog guy was everywhere. And this guy, who is a contrary position to the narrative, is almost invisible. But go ahead.
Yeah. So just backseat drivers, be quiet. So this young man went to a gun range with his father and learned to shoot a firearm for the first time, and he tweeted about it with some pictures stating how he was enthused to learn how to shoot a gun for the first time, that his instructor was informative, he learned a lot. And shortly after, he was called into the office to meet with the resource officer before the sheriff showed up, and they started questioning him. What was he doing at the range? Why was he at the range? Who was he there with the range? No lawyer present, no father present, and kept saying, you take 5 AP classes. Why are you doing this?
What's an AP class?
Advanced.
So advanced what?
Advanced English, advanced math.
Okay, so they're saying the guy's highly intelligent. Why are you doing this? You're intelligent.
Yeah. What are you doing? What's your intent? And he kept asking, am I being detained? Did I do something wrong? They're like, well, you posted pictures of you shooting at a gun range. Why? Why were you there? Why were you doing this? And a lot of it comes down to was, he wants to support the Second Amendment. He was with his dad doing something.
Yeah.
And he doesn't feel that the government's keeping him safe.
Right.
So he's learning to defend himself.
Sure. Those are all alerts, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you get off to the part where the government isn't defending you, so you need to defend yourself, red flags go off in every which direction. Listen, let me interject for just a minute, folks. Because Renegade River does sell firearms, could be construed as a gun shop, I might add. I have a lot of contact with families that enjoy the shooting sport. Miles is a sport shooter. I am a sport shooter. I grew up in that atmosphere. I talk to hundreds of people every week where the daughters, the sons, the mothers, the fathers, grandfathers, it is, and we're not even talking about hunting. We're talking about going to local ranges. Every radio station that we air on has multiple ranges within a few miles. This is not some obscure thing that nobody does. This is a really popular sport. And so when they do that, man, that's a slippery slope that maybe Thomas Paine would have talked about.
But, well, he even said that. This is a clear road to tyranny.
Right.
I mean, why, if I exercise a right, am I right. being now questioned?
Right.
If somebody was standing out front like David Camerhog protesting, nobody'd question him. Well, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Who are you with?
Right.
Are you not, what was your intent?
Right.
But because it's a Second Amendment.
It's no different than when the Black Panthers were stopping people from going into the voting booth.
Yeah.
But yet the Uber left will say it's the Republicans that are trying to stop people from voting. And you go, wait a minute. It's the same thing here.
I know if this happened to my kids, because they all shoot. They've shot everything from a 22 to an AK to an AR to my older two shoot pistols with us sometimes. I would flip out.
Would you?
Oh, I would not take this.
See, when you say you'd flip out, you may have people visiting you on the parking lot before you're done.
Yeah. Who's falling in? What I mean that is I would take this to the highest level possible. My kids would be removed from the school.
Yep.
This is part of the reason they don't go to public school.
Miles, I know you're a shooter. Does Mini U, as we call him, does he shoot?
No, he didn't have any interest in it.
No interest. Is he a negative or just no interest?
No interest.
Okay. Listen, I've got four daughters, and one of them works at Renegade River, has a concealed carry license. All of them shoot to various degrees. My youngest daughter probably shoots better than I do, but don't tell her I said that. That'd be tater flopper. So I'm...
She's going to hit you again.
She's going to hit me again. Dad, that's not cool. I'm only telling you, it's a family sport. It just is.
Yeah.
Lots of families. I'm going to make a guess 30% of families in total have at some point in their family life enjoyed this as a sport. And we've always got to use words like weapon. No, it's not. It's a firearm until you turn it into a weapon.
Yeah.
These words have meaning. So what's the end result of this? The kid is freed. Does life go on for him?
Yeah. I mean, nothing. He wasn't detained. But the scary part of this whole thing to me was we talk about the Waffle House shooting, and this kid was known by the FBI, Secret Service, local police. His guns were taken away, given to his father, handed back. In that situation, we want that. Obviously, there were problems leading up. But when you start talking about this, where this kid's legally doing something.
Right.
And we want people, the government now, to choose who's sane and who's not and who to take weapons from and who not to.
Right.
This is the concern right here. This situation is that slippery slope we've talked about.
Right. I agree with you. It's like the NICS background checks. Do I want enhanced NICS background checks? And I wrestle with that because on one hand, I've got 9 grandkids. We've all got extended families. Everybody in this room, most of the folks listening have extended families. I don't want anybody hurt. On the other hand, I know when I look to countries like London that now exceeds New York City for murder, when I look to Toronto and they're driving white vans, in fact, we're going to talk about that in the Enigma, and they're using other methodologies to kill people, you have to say stop. Folks, government, back off. And stand down, because they're going too far and they're acting politically. They're not acting out of jurisprudence, out of a sense of justice. They're not trying to save lives. They're acting politically. And that's not what I want from law enforcement.
Well, and the media is driving this. You got people, I think more now than ever, when we're making these people infamous,
yep.
You have copycats.
Well, we've
people
talked
with
about
nobodies
that.
Who want to be infamous.
We've talked about that, yeah. And that's what they do.
This kid was legally doing everything. He's even got an instructor.
Sure.
And he's with his dad. They didn't call the dad in. These schools don't think you have rights.
But listen, if you put the other hat on, if you're the anti-gun person on the other side of the fence, and they're hearing you right now say, well, I had the dad in, listen, the kid that did the shooting, the father gave him back the guns that were supposedly lawfully taken from him. So those folks that are anti-gun will point to those two examples and say, what's the dad got to do with this?
Well, one dad's taking his son and learning to use a firearm with an instructor. The other broke the law.
When you say that, I reflect back to younger Tays when schools, public schools used to teach safe firearm use. But that was back before we had mass murders. It was also back before we had social media and cable TV talking 24/7 about the latest nutcase.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these things are pretty easy to ferret out how, what, and where, and why.
I did think it was weird. When I moved to Michigan, we had hunter safety class.
Yeah.
In Virginia, we didn't have that.
Of course not.
And then here we did. I'm like, well, hunter safety? I'm not a hunter. Why do I need to learn to use a rifle? My parents didn't have guns growing up.
So your family's anti-gun?
No, we just didn't have them. My dad had a shotgun from when he was a kid, but he didn't bring it to Virginia when we moved, I guess. And we just never had one.
Right.
Then my mom and Fritz. Fritz is an avid gun guy.
Does your mother shoot?
Oh, yeah.
My wife shoots, and she says she shoots better than me.
I'm starting to get the feeling that everybody does.
Yeah, you may be right. You may be, except for you, Ludwig, because your shotgun don't work.
Yeah, thanks for fixing it.
I don't know. So, Miles, we've only got a couple seconds. What's your opinion on all of this? Is it just more of the same?
Yeah, I think this is just the liberals have penetrated the school system. They're going to use it as an indoctrination to take over the future, hating to be shrill.
I think that they have and that they are there. Unfortunately, they're in their feel-good, wonderful little environment. They've not caused folks, young folks, to be very motivated, which is why you see, what would you tell me, 3 out of 40 are going to vote?
Yeah.
That tells you how motivated they've made.
The blue wave's coming, though.
Young folks. Listen, folks, we're going to go to a break, and we'll come back with an enigma.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Hey, we're Fireflies, and we're out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You are hearing The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And now, get ready, it is the Enigma Report.
Listen, two enigmas, actually three. The first of them is that earlier we let Ludwig have the chair, and I didn't feel very confident. It went okay, but... Now let's flip it to Miles Bauer. Miles Bauer, you have an enigma?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm reading some of these stories, and I'm thinking about, you know, what's occurred over the last couple of months, and There apparently was a mentally challenged individual in Toronto recently who decided to literally drive some people down in a truck. And that created a bit of a stir up in Toronto.
Right.
So taking that into consideration along with our friends down in Parkland.
Right.
And some of the things that we've heard over in London, I guess what I should conclude from all of this is that any rental car company that rents trucks, we need to boycott them.
Boycott, especially the ones that are renting out white panel vans, because that's been the method of choice used on a number of events over the last few years.
And I'm going to try to advocate in the state of Illinois that we have background checks for people who rent white trucks.
We need enhanced background checks, Miles, for van renters.
Especially Ryder does.
Right.
This company has a history of terrorist attacks.
Is it Ryder?
93 World Trade Center, 96 Oklahoma City bombing. This one, there's a couple other ones.
So mandatory enhanced extreme background checks.
Must be. We're going to just take a cue from the left on this one.
And I want a mandatory cooling off period.
Before,
so you go in,
like a seven,
you rent your truck.
7 day cooling off period?
Yep.
You think
yep.
that's long enough?
Maybe a month.
Okay.
Maybe a month is nice.
I'm in for a month. So all of the other folks that were planning to use it for reasonable reasons are just going to have to wait, because that's the fair and equitable thing to do.
Plus, I want limited volume gas tanks. I only want like a gallon or two.
You don't want any 30-round gas tanks?
No, I've got a gallon or two, just enough to get you to the next gas station.
So they should, let me just pile it up for us. We're going to do an extreme enhanced background checks, 30-day cooling off period, and enough gas to get you from one station to the next.
Yep. I think we could clean this Toronto thing up.
Oh, absolutely.
It can't be full automatic gas either.
Full automatic?
No, you have to be able to take your foot off the gas and keep up and down for at least a second or two.
Sure.
So there's no bump.
So
no
automatic transmissions then. Well, think of the lives all over the world, because this happens several times in the U.S. In Europe, they especially like to do it in France and now in Toronto. Because they probably can't get a hold of easier methods. I'm sure that's what the reasoning is. But I think you're onto something, Miles. You're going to start that. You're going to do a light. Well, you don't do initiatives that are. You can only suggest to your legislators what to do there, right?
Yeah, I guess I'll be called Camera Bauer. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get the same attention, but it will be fun to watch. Ludwig, you going to join him?
No.
No,
I'm going to watch this one.
You don't think that all of these things are important?
I think they're important.
I'm feeling really impassioned about this topic. We need to stop van mass
violence.
Murders. Yeah, violence. Yeah,
yep.
Thank you.
If the van's black or red, does that make a difference? Is it just the white?
But I'm wondering,
white vans are scary.
I'm wondering how many dads let their sons and daughters drive white vans.
They're scary.
That's a scary thing. What kind of family would do that?
I'm going to make sure that me and Landon don't drive in a white van so he doesn't get questioned at school about what we're doing.
Pulled out by the local sheriff department?
Yeah. Don't want to deal with that.
I'm telling you, folks, and there's folks listening going, that's stupid. It is. The whole thing across it is stupid. That's exactly right.
Well, just take the word van out and insert knife, insert gun, and then tell me how it's just as stupid.
Right.
Rock, bat.
Tactical rock.
Oh,
I got a buddy that carries a tactical rock. He does. It's actually a highly polished Petoskey stone. It's really a beautiful thing. It's his good luck piece. I don't know what it is, but he calls it his tactical rock. He's listening right now. I'm telling you, he's probably pulled it out going, look at that knife. Isn't that nice? But, folks, it's a tactical rock, and that scares us.
Oh, man, I'm worried.
I don't know. Listen, speaking of worried, let's use up our time, segue to the other enigma, Bernie's universal income versus meritocracy, or as I refer to it, communism versus capitalism, because that's really what we're talking about, isn't it? The enigma for me is, I can't, I mentioned it early in the show, I can't get my head around the concept of that. You've got an entire political party, one of the two major parties in the United States, supposedly, that is calling for communism. But folks, I know I'm being shrill. I get it. I'm not. I'm using the word by definition. What they're calling for is communism. He wants a federal job for everybody. By definition, we're now talking about open, flagrant communism. So I'm asking myself, self, how can it be that a political party of the size the Democratic Party is supposed to be call for communism, call for weakening national borders, call for the disarming of citizens, and its success depends on the upside-down flipping of our right now robust economy? How does that win votes? Honest, I don't understand. It's an enigma to me. Miles Bauer, how does this kind of political thinking win campaigns?
You know, I think that's the reason why the Democrats are at the lowest point they've been at since 1929. I mean, this is a party that, for whatever reason, just continues to go further left.
I don't get it. I look at the Soviet Union. I look at Czechoslovakia, Bulgaria, Communist Poland, all of the Bloc countries, every single one of them bail off of this. I get when the Soviet Union fell, but those independent countries, those country states, didn't have to. They could have stayed right there with good old-fashioned communism. Every one of them hurled themselves to the other side of the economic engine because it works. We look at Venezuela. I watched a video clip the other day where there was a family out in the middle of some street. It's a high-traffic intersection. There was garbages. I don't know if it fell off a truck or whatever. Five or six bags of garbage that had flopped onto the corner of a major intersection. There's an entire family and dogs eating. They're crouched down eating. And that's just hardline socialism. What did Lenin and Stalin say about the difference? I look at that. I look at Cuba. The newest president, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, the newest president is trying to wrestle between having an economic engine that will succeed for the folks of Cuba versus continuing to embrace communism. While we watch this throughout history, we got folks that are in primetime television that are considered leaders of our country that are calling for exactly what those countries have been desperate to get away from. Ludwig, does that win a vote in school, in the university? How does this trash motivate people?
Well, I think people look at it as it can't happen here. We have the Constitution.
It's happening here. Go to any inner city America. It is happening here already.
They like the idea of getting free money because they don't understand it's not free. But they really think it can't happen here. It's the Constitution.
But it's happening here.
I know that.
And they don't want the Bill of Rights.
No.
The same folks that you're saying believe that the Constitution will protect us from that. Those exact people want to reinvent the First Amendment and repeal the Second Amendment, and frankly, didn't for $100 a piece, couldn't tell you about the other eight of the Bill of Rights.
But isn't it, was it Reagan that said, when your neighbor loses his job, it's a recession, when you lose yours, it's a depression? So they don't think it can happen to them. Yeah, it's on the news, that's that. Yeah, that can't happen here. Oh, that's in Detroit. That can't happen here.
But how? Listen, Venezuela, it was less than a decade ago.
1999, they were a constitutional republic, essentially.
And less than a decade ago, the global news network at all of them, were parroting how wonderful and blissful it was in Venezuela.
Yep.
And folks, you're watching them eat garbage off the streets now.
And they're an oil-rich country.
Oil-rich country.
Yeah.
It's an enigma to me, guys. Folks, I don't understand how these kind of things. I'm going to strip your right to defend yourself. I'm going to open the borders. And I'm going to make you a star. Vote for me. I don't get that.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Miles, do you get it?
I was going to say, think about what's occurring 20 miles south of where I am right now.
Absolutely. It is a bloodbath in South Chicago. This ideology doesn't work, folks. Listen, do me a favor. Visit us at themikehewittshow.com. Keep in mind, the RenegadeRiver.com is the primary sponsor of this show. Please take a look there. If you see something that's not there and you want it, you send me a message. We'll do something about it. Stay tuned, and tomorrow we'll be back on right at 9 o'clock. Miles, Ludwig, Brian, thank you. Folks, mostly thank you very, very much. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
I'm Deanna from Oak Brook, Illinois, and I love my Ring video doorbell. But let me tell you why. So I'm at the gym, I'm on a treadmill, and I get this notification on my phone. I open the app, and there it is, like some guy breaking into my house on live video. So I start running faster, like I'm going to catch the guy or something. Then I remember, this guy can hear me, like right through the doorbell. So I hit the button, and I just start yelling at him. Here, listen.
Hey, man, what are you doing, huh? Don't do it. Get the hell out of there. That's right, I can see you. Run the f*** away, man.
And the guy hears me, and he runs off like a punk. Well, that's my story.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring. Join Dan and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring video doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. Your home is better protected when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org to get started. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
We have many things that we do together, as you know, especially on terrorism and terrorism related. We also have a very big trade deal that we're working on for military equipment, helicopters, and the like.
President Donald Trump today previewing what he will be discussing with the Nigerian president at the White House. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the U.S. economy is right where the Trump administration wants it, zeroing in on about a sustained 3% growth. Mnuchin joined Fox Business and said the next thing on the agenda is focusing on trade.
We've made incredible progress. We're seeing the tax cuts just beginning to kick in, making big progress on the economy. We've done a lot on regulatory relief, and now we're focused on trade. And the president is determined that we have free and fair and reciprocal trade.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads, there's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my Blue Blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
The president has shared his first choice for where to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
President Trump suggesting that he meet with Kim Jong-un along the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea, just like the North and South Korean leaders did a few days ago. The details for the upcoming historic summit are still being negotiated, but the president's made his suggestion on Twitter Monday morning. He asked if the Peace House at the DMZ wouldn't be a more, quote, representative, important, and lasting site than a third-party country would be.
Speaking out for the first time, the jury that convicted Bill Cosby at his sexual assault retrial said today that the decision was influenced only by what happened in court. Harrison Snyder is the youngest person on the jury at the age of 22 years old. He told ABC's Good Morning America that in Cosby's deposition, when he admitted to giving women drugs to have sex with them, that was the evidence that made him believe he was guilty. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM.